Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
With regard to your suggestions with regard to people on the welfare rolls, it's come down in a way that is not too effective. It says the Ribbikoff proposals would total 35 million people on the rolls, and the reform bill would total 97 million. My interest really isn't how many they would add. So is it basically that's the total, so you'd say it would 23 million more, and the other would be 75 million more.
Or Ribbikoff three times as many.
Yeah, fine. Well, I think either way, okay, I get the point. And that's the way it operates. So there, the line that Ribbikoff would have been 80 million was too high.
Right. These are Senate Finance Committee staff analyses. And I think if you work in terms of percentages or times, that'd be more graphic.
But percentages, I don't think percentages mean a hell of a lot to people. I think they like to hear, they like to think of individuals. Just think, 50 million people are going to be put in the welfare rolls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What a hell of a note, you know. Rather than the number on that we will be increased by 33 1/3%. See, that's the stuff Henry always puts it, but it doesn't mean much.
On Ribbikoff, you can say that what that amounts to is 23 million people.
Yeah, well, we could just say it triples the number of people in the welfare roll, and or 23 million in the other belt. I get the point. I got it fine. Let's see. Was there anything else that you had to suggest? Oh, nothing further on the Social Security thing. It's about where it was.
There seems to be a little give, apparently. I talked to Clark a little while ago, and he thinks that 10 and 10 is an increasing possibility.
Mm-hmm.
That Mills is, he had quite a long meeting with Mills and the Speaker, and that they recognize the problem now, and they're not keen to be held in. Mills particularly wants to get to Florida.
But the way this answer that Buchanan has prepared here reads, it still says that I'm not going to approve a 20% rise because it would mean an increase in every working family's taxes. Do we want to come down that hard?
No, I haven't seen that.
Basically, we shouldn't say that, should we?
No.
You've
got to keep your option open.
Keep it open, because I just might have to sign the damn thing. I'll just say I will not approve any rise that is not financed. I should point out, however, that if it's too high, it's going to wipe out the gains and, I mean, the tax increases and so forth.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a press conference here. I'm in Springfield.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
I had a press conference here this morning, and I whacked Church pretty hard.
Good.
Along that same line.
Uh-huh. Okay. Here. As you said, just looking at some of these other the late news. Nothing on that one. Gun control. He says there's a clear discrepancy between what Treasury gave us on this and what your shop gave us. He's not for it, so I don't want to get into that. We've got to be for gun control, John. I mean for cheap handgun control.
Yeah. Saturday night specials.
Buchanan says this is primarily a matter for state and local, not federal control.
Hasn't ever worked.
Never worked. The situation
this involves imports, besides.
Yeah, but again, I don't see the Senate bill. But don't you think we just ought to say that a bill which deals with these Saturday night specials, the cheap and their imports and so forth, it is a matter of, since they are, a lot of them are imported, as a matter of concern, and I feel we ought to outlaw them. Don't you think so?
Yeah, you'd say that you can wholeheartedly support congressional action in that front. Jolly event. We got the regional press of five states in here.
Great, great. Well, good luck. I won't hold you by.